from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. In the Ontario Legislature, the NDP MPP for Temiskaming Cochrane has demanded that the Conservative government take back Municipal Road. It's the former Highway 67 that connects Highways 11 and 101. It was downloaded to Timmins and Iroquois Falls by the Harris government. John Van Toff noted that it's in bad need of repair, and Iroquois Falls can't afford its share without a massive tax increase. Treasurer Peter Bethlen-Falvey replied that the government is adding $100 million to a $500 million fund for 320 small, northern, and rural communities. Van Toff scoffed at that.
It costs almost $500,000 on average to replace a kilometer of two-lane highway in this province. That doesn't even do a half a kilometer on 67.
The MPP added that the province should do what it did for Toronto, taking back the Gardiner Expressway and the Don Valley Parkway. There's a right way to wear a poppy leading up to Remembrance Day next Monday. Legion Timmins Branch 88 Sergeant-at-Arms Andrea Villeneuve says to pin it on your coat as close to your heart as possible from the last Friday in October until the end of Remembrance Day. A great way to dispose it is to leave it on a wreath at the cenotaph at the end of the ceremony.
I love to see that. I mean, of course, I miss it most of the time because I'm on a parade. When I go back, I see all these poppies on there. And I think that's one of the best ways to dispose of it, for sure.
Villeneuve doesn't condone wearing a poppy on a hat, but if it means not ruining your coat, she's okay with it on the left side of the hat. Back now to our local history feature and the construction of the Archie Dillon Sportsplex in the mid-1970s. Archie Dillon was the city's parks and recreation supervisor for many years. His daughter is Clarice Dillon Power. Local historian Karen Bachman says she had a colorful pro skating career, including a stint with the Ice Capades.
So there was a lot of connections within the skating community at that time, his desire to see another rink opened, and then commemorating him and his long history with the city by naming the arena after him.
Next week, we relive the official opening of the Sportsplex and a local athlete who was a special guest at the ceremony.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.